even during the trial, they brought up the demographics of those who were arrested for crime within that community. And the defense did try to minimize and say, well, Trayvon Martin met those demographics. So they can understand why George Zimmerman had called the police in the first place. So this case had everything to do with race.
Now, George Zimmerman is a free man. He's been acquitted by a jury of his peers. Don't you think it's time to leave him alone? I mean, I'm sure his lawyers would argue that he should be left in peace now.
Right, and that's a legitimate position. You know, a lot of folks will say that he was acquitted and let him go. George Zimmerman was acquitted of killing Trayvon Martin on a state level in terms of murder in the second degree and manslaughter. In terms of a civil rights issue, that wasn't what the state was taking a look at. They were trying to hold him accountable just for the killing itself. Mm-hmm. If the Department of Justice gets involved, it wouldn't be a murder case. It would be a civil rights case, just like if the Martin family chose to pursue, or at least try to pursue, civil charges against George Zimmerman. That would be a civil issue, not mm-hmm. a murder issue, not a civil rights issue. So I think we have these different laws on different levels just for this reason. You know, this doesn't have anything to do with double jeopardy. He's not being mm-hmm. tried twice for the same offense. It's a different issue around the same event.
But in terms of bringing a civil lawsuit or civil lawsuits, Mark O'Meara made the comment again after the verdict that if any of those are brought, they will bring up the issue of self-defense and those lawsuits will be defeated.
Yeah, he did. And he could be right. But again, he could be wrong. That all depends on whatever the judge says whenever they get to that point, if they get to that point. Because as we have learned, a lot of these outcomes are based on the interpretation that folks have. And a judge may have a different interpretation in terms of civil lawsuits than what Mark O'Meara has.
Now, do you get the sense that race had anything to do with bringing this case to trial, bringing it as far as it got?
I do think that the outcry, the public outcry once the shooting occurred, is what brought this case to the current point, at least to the point of there being an arrest. And this isn't necessarily a knock on the Seminole County Sheriff or the Sanford Police Department. I think they did the best job that they could. But at the same time, the public, once the shooting occurred, only saw that you had an unarmed teen who was shot and killed by a grown man, regardless of race, and an arrest not occur. And I think that was a hard pill for a lot of folks to swallow, mm-hmm. saying that how can somebody say, yes, I shot this person, and for that person to go home? Yes, he was taken down to the station in question, but no formal arrest had taken place. And I think that was a tough pill for a lot of people to swallow. Even research that I've done examined whether or not people thought that race had a factor to do with the shooting. And the research findings of that study found that blacks were more likely than whites to believe that race was a factor in the shooting. Mm-hmm. And now most whites still also believe that race was a factor in the shooting, but at least in terms of comparing races, blacks were more likely than both Hispanics and whites to believe that race was a factor in the shooting. And that public outcry that occurred as a result of that from all races, the marches, the protests, and the rallies, I do think that put pressure on the state to do something about this, because there was this perception of inaction mm-hmm. on the part of the local law enforcement.
When the case was originally portrayed in the media, it was a case of a white man shooting a black youth, but it turns out that George Zimmerman is Hispanic. Did that sort of change the way people thought about it, you think?
I actually don't. Even though George Zimmerman is partially Hispanic, I think that by the time this case got to the point of a trial and everything else, that George Zimmerman was still just looked at as a white man who shot a unarmed black teen. So I don't necessarily think that his heritage of being Hispanic actually played any sense of how the rest of society have viewed this case.